With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, November 28th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. A very happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you tuning into the Sports Update at this moment. Of course, with the Thanksgiving holiday in full swing today and this weekend, of course, there will not be very much in the world of high school sports. So we thought we'd turn our attention to the big college of football games going on for the power program in the state of Iowa, where right now Iowa State is one of nine Big 12 conference teams mathematically alive for a spot in the conference championship game. Numerous tie-breaking scenarios heading into the final week, but the Cyclones just need a win. That's the only scenario that matters for them. The 17th ranked Cyclones host Kansas State Saturday night, and with a victory are likely headed to Dallas.
I don't look at any of that stuff. You know, I said this after the game, like, you know, I appreciate, you know, finding out a little bit what was going on. But all my belief is if our football team takes care of us, then we will put ourselves in the best position to be successful. And we'll tell our story at the end of the football season.
That's Cyclone head football coach Matt Campbell, who once again says their only focus is on the Wildcats.
We're going to have to play our best football no matter what any of that stuff looks like. We got a great team coming in here that we're going to have to play our best football game. Week 14, we're going to have to play our best to go win a football game, a rival football game. We know that. We understand that. And if we worry about any of that other stuff we can't control, then it's a waste of everybody's time.
After back-to-back losses to Texas Tech and Kansas, the Cyclones have battled back into contention.
Obviously, nobody likes losing a game when you work as hard as you do, and nobody has pointed the finger, and nobody's complained. We went back to work, you know, and I think going back to work is the way through it, through tough and trying times, and I think our seniors have led the way, and man, they've given this group a chance to rebound and really start to play its best football again in November when we have to be our best, and it's been really rewarding to watch their leadership.
And kickoff will be at 6:30 on Saturday night in Ames at Jack Trice Stadium. Of course, you can listen to the contest on our sister station in Sioux City, Y Country 101.3. Well, heading to Iowa City, the Hawkeye head football coach, Kirk Ferentz, says all three quarterbacks are practicing leading up to the Black Friday game against Nebraska. Jackson Stratton is currently listed as the starter after leading the Hawkeyes to a victory at Maryland, but Brendan Sullivan and Cade McNamara could play.
Cade and Brenner are both practicing, and that's good. And yeah, it's just an interesting dynamic. You know, went from Max being number two to he's been pushed down to number four. He's not real happy right now. He's done a great job. Real credit to him. He's been a great team player for us.
Sullivan missed the Maryland game with an ankle injury, suffered in a loss to UCLA.
Obviously, there was some skepticism yesterday for me going to practice. But yeah, he's handled everything really well. And so, yeah, he looks good. We'll see what goes, how it goes this week. And it's a tight week, so we're going to have a lot of practice time on the field. But he looks fine, and Cade looks fine. So keep our fingers crossed that both of them will be ready to go. Then we'll figure out, you know, what the batting order is going from there.
Yeah, but Ferentz says there is no plan to rotate quarterbacks against the Huskers.
But no, we're not planning on any rotation. We haven't really, you know, it's only Tuesday right now, so we've got some talking to do as a staff. But I don't foresee that right now. I just think we're gonna, you know, try to go start to finish, and you know, love the seniors and all that. But I mean, we're trying to win the game too, and that's first and foremost for everybody. And we'll end up doing what's best for the team, in our opinion. You know, what's going to give us the best chance to win here.
And kickoff will be at 6:30 p.m. That's tomorrow night on Black Friday at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. You can listen to the game on our sister station as well, KSCJ 1360 AM and 94.9 FM. In Sioux City. Well, for more sports news, make sure you check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You could do that in between eating some turkey and watching some NFL football today. We encourage you to listen back to our story with Giovanni Cabongo, who recently signed his letter of intent to play both football and soccer at Northwestern College in Orange City. We've also got some all-district football teams up there for Kingsley Pearson and Fort Remsen St. Mary's, and also the all-state football teams were were released yesterday. We'll make sure to bring those to you coming up on tomorrow's sports update as well. Also encourage you to tune in on Saturday morning at 8:05. We'll have our special boys basketball season opening edition of the KLEM Coaches Corner. Check in with all of the boys basketball teams in Plymouth County and see how things are going leading into the first week of competition next week. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. We'll have up-to-date sports news there. Once Thanksgiving is over, we are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.